We are in the part titled Prayer. When there are ten, the upper divinity comes and enters. We're in item 105. It is written, "Why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel before the Creator. Wherever they are, the Creator is with them, because He does not remove His love from them. As it is written, and let them make me a temple that I may dwell among them. And they will make me a temple, any temple, because any synagogue in the world is called a temple. And I will dwell among them, because Shekhinah, divinity, comes first to the synagogue."
Meaning every place where there is a congregating and connection between people, that's what we call a house, a kli, a place that is made by connection between people. Through that, we have a place for the Shekhinah to dwell. Yes.
106. Happy is the man who is among the first ten at the synagogue, because by them is the congregation completed, when it is no less than ten. They are the ones who are sanctified by divinity first. But there must be ten at the synagogue at the same time, and not come bit by bit, so that the wholeness of the organs is not detained. For all ten are organs of a single body in which divinity dwells. For the Creator has made man at once and established for him all the organs at the same time.
Those first ten that come to unity between them, they are the ones who have the free choice. And they already determine for others the path, the direction, that arrow. And that's why they sanctify the Shekhinah, and they determine that same style or character of connection that will be. Ten sefirot or ten sefirot? But ten sefirot of what? Of which style, which structure? Will it be a cat or a rat or a rabbit or a person? It is determined by that those first ten sefirot that connect. I don't know how to explain it in a way that they determine the style of the structure that will come later on. Obviously, it's not by coincidence that they are the first ten that connect. It's hidden from a person why it's like that. All of the destiny and fortune of a person is hidden from him, but that is what happens. The first ten are the ones who determine. The rest just add that mechanism of activation, guidance. Those are the organs of the body, as we say. But not that little marble we have in the head that is the first. It's what determines the quality. If you want to ask, please. Just to the point. Yes.
No.
מאה ושבע.
107. Since all the man's organs were completed, each organ was properly established in itself. Likewise, since the divinity came to the synagogue first, there must be 10 there together, and then it is completed. Because there is no congregation of less than 10 who correspond to Malchut's 10 Sfirot. As long as there are no 10 together there, none of them is completed. Afterwards, the whole congregation is corrected. As it is written, the king is glorified in the multitude of the people. Hence the people who come after the first 10 are all correction of the body, the correction of the congregation, since the multiplication of the people increases in the glory of the king.
This should be clear, right? So the quality is determined by the first, and all the others add in the multitude of the people is the king's glory.
108. When the Shekhinah comes early, before the people came together in 10 as is proper, the Creator calls out, "Why have I come and there is no man? And there is no man whose organs have been corrected, and his body completes, which is called an assembly. When the body is incomplete, there is no man. Namely, the private organs that have already come are incomplete. When the body is complete below, when there are 10, the upper divinity comes and enters that body, and the lower becomes exactly like 10 sefirot above. Then everyone must be careful not to speak about things of this world, since Israel is now in the state of the upper perfection and is sanctified by the upper Kedusha." You want to add?
What we'll read the next one, which is every screen is called an opening.
Rabash Aleph.